Blog Talk Radio.
Rocking with the Mike God, a.k.a. your host, Michael Muhammad. Welcome to Northside Talk Blog Talk Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you like that joint, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? It's me featuring a sample of my man. Send a shout out to me, Jay Electronica from Rock Nation. You know how it goes down. If you listen by computer, you can leave a comment or a statement by joining into the chat room. Become a follower. Join into the chat room, and you know what I'm saying, participate through the chat room, leave a statement or a comment, and I get it on the air. Or you could call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423, 657-383-1423, and if you're listening by phone, or if you call in, or if you're listening by phone, and you when you want to participate in the show, all you do is press 1, bring you on the air. So bring your own, make a statement, comment, you know what I'm saying, ask a question. We'll make it happen. Tonight's topic, can a single mother teach her son how to be a man? I'm going to say that again. Can a single mother teach her son how to be a man? Now, I want y'all to think about that question, because the question isn't, can a single mother raise a son? That's not the question. I got 5 brothers, grew up in a single household with a mother, and she raised us, but she couldn't teach us how to be a man. When we deal with teaching, right, we have to understand that Teach can mean to show something, to point out something, right? Having the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of a subject matter by which they can instruct or guide somebody properly, right? So, I want the listeners to keep in mind that the topic is, can a single mother teach her son or sons how to be a man? What is a man? Well, we know man can be used for both male and female, and the etymology and the origin of the word man was neutral. It represented male and female. But it also deals with the male figure or masculine figure or boy growing into a mature adult that we call a man, dealing with the male reality, right? So can a single mother teach her son or sons how to be a man? My answer from the door is no. No, she cannot teach her son how to be a man. She can only show him from her perspective the way she feels a man should treat a woman by her being a woman and knowing from her standpoint how a woman wants to be treated by a man. She can help guide him and teach him in that area. You know, like my mother used to do what? Well, when you're dealing with a woman, you know, a woman could be blah, blah, blah. The woman could be this, son. So she can teach or inform me, right, on that. But that still, she still doesn't have the ability to teach me how to be a man. Only a man can teach a male how to be a man by one, leading by example. Two, he's already experienced maturing into a man. He's already himself has grown and developed into a man. We live in a society today where we're looking at the household, especially in the black community, the father is not in the home. Or you can have the father in the home. You can have what they call stepdads or boyfriends or whatever in the house that's supposed to be a man. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they are qualified to teach your son or sons how to be a man. So even a man has to be qualified to teach a young male or a young boy how to be a man. So no, there's no way a woman could do that. She can, in her mind, tell him what she thinks a man is. Because come on, let's deal with it. 9 times out of 10, if we dealing with a single mother, she's a single mother. If the father didn't die, and that's the legitimate reason for him not being in the child's life, what was it that the father is not in the child's life to raise that son or to teach that son how to be a man? If that's not your husband, who you originally had the child from is not the husband, and he's in the household, why? I see a lot of women today who are single mothers that have sons, and they catching hell. They going through some emotional turmoil behind what they call a man. They posting on Facebook, well, the good man, or well, the real nigga. You can tell if a woman posts, well, the real nigga, that right there tell you she can't teach her son to be no damn man. She can only teach him how to tell him or promote to him the real nigga. If you were seeing a mother, ask yourself, what are you going through with the father, and what was it about the father that he's not even in the child's life? Well, my kid's father, he ain't shit. So you picked him. You was in love with him. He was all that enough for you to give yourself to him, enough for you to lay down with him. So if you don't have the proper ability to pick the right man that you are going to lay down with to produce children, then you can't teach your son how to be a man. I know right now I'm going to lose some followers, I'm going to lose some listeners, it's somebody that ain't going to agree with me. But I don't do my show to get anybody to agree with me. I do my show to cause you to think. If a woman is single and she's in and out of a relationship with males, immature males, that she thinks are, at the start, a good man or her Mr. Right at the start, even if she already got sons, if that woman as a single mother is catching hell with a man, and then she leaves that man, then get another man, and what is actually taking place is she's dating the same man or dealing with the same man, just in a different body. Which show and prove she doesn't even have the ability of discernment to choose the right man or put herself in a position where she could bring a man into that baby's life, that son's life, that's able to have teach him to be a man or be a good example, a guide as to being a good man. Just think, and I see it all the time, especially around Father's Day. Father's Day, a woman will post, "Happy Father's Day to me. Happy Father's Day to me. I'm my children, father and mother." That right there teaches us, is show and prove to us, your ass do not have the ability to teach your son how to be a man. Straight up. Mm-hmm. If you telling your son that you are the mother and the father on Father's Day, that you're the father, your ass is not qualified to teach your son how to be a man. You don't have a damn idea. See, we play games, and this is why our situations and circumstances are not changing. They're not growing, our babies are not growing and developing into who they supposed to be, because we can fool ourselves. If a man is not in the house, or you can't find a man in your family that can help teach your son how to be man, then you need to do your research and investigation and try to place your son in the proper environment. Men sharpen men like steel sharpens steel. Me as a man with daughters and goddaughters can only be a proper representation of what I think a good and righteous upwalking man is. But with my son and my godson, I teach and guide them in a way that they can get an understanding that this is how a man supposed to think, supposed to carry himself, move, and operate. But I have to be an example of what that good man is. If you got a boyfriend or even a husband that sits up on a game, what they call a gamer, he sits up on a game and he's not producing properly, maintaining, providing within that household like he's supposed to, that should tell you that you don't even know how to pick a man that can come in and help your son grow and develop into a mature man. As a single mother, you're supposed to create or find an environment to place your son in to where they can grow and develop into a man. I grew up under a single mother that had six sons. I had uncles. I have new cats in the community, grown people in the community. But I did not become, I even went into the military. But I didn't become a man until I got knowledge of self and learned discipline and structure. And that was in 1990, between 1989 and 1990, when I joined the Nation of Islam, became a part of the military structure called the FOI, started following the teachings and guidance of Minister Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Master Farah Muhammad. But even as just a 5%er, I was still doing, call myself, I was saying I was a black man God, but I was doing every negative thing that you could possibly do under that banner, under that title. So I didn't become a man until I met men who had could spiritually guide me, that could mentally guide me. You as a single mother supposed to find an environment where a man can drop knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, or drop knowledge on a child, teach him how to gain understanding of that knowledge so he can be wise enough to carry it out. Scripture says, how would they know unless they have a teacher? And how would they have a teacher unless they be sent? Our single mothers are doing the best they can with the knowledge that they have or the information that they have. But we live in a society now where single mothers or single women are now, somebody hit me up, somebody chime in and tell me I'm lying. They even posting pictures on Facebook and other internet sites where a woman is pregnant and she's taking maternity pictures and got another woman in the picture like she's the father of the baby, like she's the daddy of the baby. That right there tell you, show and prove that she ain't qualified. She can never in history teach her son how to be a man. Because somewhere along the line, her ass is confused. We just got to be start being real and being honest. I'm not here to tell nobody that they wrong for their sexual preference or whatever they want to call themselves. That's your life. That's what you want to do. That's on you. But two women cannot teach no little boy, a little male, how to be your man. And when you plant that seed in his hand, that this reality is all right. Then you got to deal with the consequences of that. When you bring that real nigga into your home, when you got niggas sitting around your son smoking weed, drinking, partying and bullshitting around your son, you bringing males in, immature males in, and creating that environment, your ass do not have a strong will and desire to have your sons taught how to be men. You got people around them that's teaching them how to be a nigga at best. A man is a mature male. A young boy or a young male supposed to grow and develop into a man. But he can only grow and develop into a man being in the presence of a man, being guided by a man, being led by a man. And if you place your son, if you're a single mother, you should be doing everything in your power to place your son in the proper environment. But you don't give you. Where is your mindset at? Where you are not even in the proper mindset to place your baby in a nurturing, caring environment. Where you'll have a smoke full car with your babies in it. You have a smoke full house with your baby in it. But you want to, yeah, I'm the father and the mother. There has to be some changes made. Mentally and spiritually. A young male or a young boy supposed to grow and develop into a mature man. This is on all levels of who he is, mentally, spiritually, and physically. There's things that goes on with a young man's body that he needs proper guidance when it comes to his body. There's things that's going on in the young man's head that he's facing things. Your son is facing things, and he come home to you as a single mother, and you already damn emotionally unstable. Imagine your son coming home to you after going through something in school, and you flying off the bat. Or you run out to the schoolhouse ready to fight and ready to do this and that. When that's not mature, a mature act or a mature move, this young man is going through things, seeing things in this community that's detrimental to who he is as a young man. And he needs a man that understands what he's going through. me and my son, we talk. And I always told my son, I don't care what you're facing, what you go through, talk to me, express yourself. I don't care if you got a cuss, get it out. I need you to express yourself to me so I can properly guide you. He doesn't know how to be a man. But things that he will face, and things that he has faced, he was able and still is able to turn to me and say, Dad, I don't only do it for my son. I talk to nephews. I talk to other people's sons. I was just telling somebody the other day, we as men supposed to be a stand-in for those men that are in the women's children life. Okay, I got a text of a listener that's listening to the show, and she said, "So, as a single mother, if my son's father was never taught to be a man, what do you suggest I do?" To the caller that texted me that, and I don't know how much of the show you caught, but I said a lot of women got men in their life that ain't even qualified, males in their life, immature males in their life that ain't even qualified to properly guide those children. So you have to, if you have to find an environment to place your sons in to where they can get this proper guidance and teaching, right? Let's say I used to have my nephew now, and my brother was living in a different area, so my nephews was under me. And so I knew I had to step up and be the type of man that they can look up to and be a representation of what a man is. So if you know a man, if you know some men who have programs that they can help teach and guide your son, then contact whoever's over those programs and do it. See, we think. Let me show you how you know what we don't really know about teaching our sons how to be a man. We think putting them on the football field, you got to toughen them up. I even hear guys say, you got to let them play football. You got to toughen them up. You got to let them play football. Yeah, that's teaching them how to play sports. That ain't teaching them how to be a man. You teach them how to play football. How many, this is a guy right now that's in the NFL that just got dropped from a team. He losing contract, losing endorsement. Why? Because the way his ass is acting. So he's a great athlete. They taught him and trained him to be a great athlete, but he ain't a mature man. He's not a mature man. I got somebody has their hand up. Let me bring them on. Caller, the last four digits of your phone number is 7244. 7244, welcome to the show.
Peace and power. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. And your name, sir?
My name is Equani.
How you doing, Equani?
I'm doing just fine, brother. Doing just fine. I guess I was just weighing in on the topic. I'm not sure where you guys are within the subject at hand. But as I was just thinking, because I know I used to be a one that said that, you know, women can't raise men or young boys and into being men. But to be truthful and honest, you know, being that we, the majority of us is black or African people here in America, we have been trained by the Europeans, you know, the more that I had to be honest with myself, though. So that means even our fathers, quote unquote, that are our fathers in our black families that are teaching our sons, we have to question if they are fully raising our young boys on how to become not just an American man, but a black or African man. You understand? In my case, an African man. You understand?
Okay.
And a lot of times, even the men have failed on doing those things. So a lot of us wind up being raised in a warped manner, even if it's by a single mother, or even if it be by a fully parented home. We still are raised with indoctrinations that were inspired and created by the European. And a lot of times, even if it's Democratic or Republican, you know, these are things that our very fathers are pushing upon our children. So, you know, it's somewhat of a handicap still, even though they're not raised by a single mother. I still say that our boys and our men are half raised. We are half raised. And like I said, you know, salute to those women that are doing the best within this system that we know that is against us. You understand? So salute to those sisters, because I can remember a lot of women being around me and my rearing. And, you know, somewhere in there, a woman can inspire what she doesn't like or what she does like with inside a man. You know, I can remember my aunt, she would dress me appropriately. You know, some women could take that, you know, to say, well, hey, I'm parenting this little young boy, let me put him on the dress. But the women that are holding it down with righteous mind, in, you know, being righteous in mind, those are the ones that are being a single mother and still grooming their sons appropriately to dress for success. You know, still grooming their sons in a level of identity that they know as a good woman they don't want. You understand? So, of course, they could tell, now, not physically, there are some things that men need to teach their young boys, but again, there are some things that men aren't teaching their young boys, being in a fully parented home. So I say salute to all those that are doing the best they can with the tools that they have, brother.
Indeed, and you're exactly right. And if you get an opportunity, you know, hopefully you can go back and listen to the show. I don't know, like I said, I don't know when you actually came on and started listening to the show. And I said, there are men in the household. There's even in the household who are not qualified. They're not operating as mature men, right? And I said, as the title of the show is, can a single mother teach her son how to be a man? And I pointed out, I didn't say is she qualified to raise her son, all right? So there's a difference between I got five brothers, and my mother raised us, and she raised us, but she couldn't teach us how to be men, right? And then I just got a text that, okay, everybody has their own interpretation of what a man is and what is a man supposed to do, but you can be taught and raised by a good man, but it's still up to that person to make the right choices. I think the writers of the time, a man, right up until the time a man would show a young boy how to treat a woman, how to provide, to be respected, so still a woman can instill those things. Still a woman can instill those things. A woman can encourage and inspire things in her son. I'm a witness of that. But there are things that... Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to say that's absolutely right. You know, I know we may be dealing with the dynamics of how some women, which are single mothers, can go the other way and put dresses on their young boys, but we're not talking about those. We're talking about the women that have held it down, even though daddy is gone, even though, you know, my grandmother had seven children. And my grandmother just transitioned a couple years ago, 89 years old. So she was raised in the Jim Crow South, you know, and that's with seven children. You understand? So when we're talking about the willpower, that, and that's without a father. So I'm not going to be parading and just saying, well, hey, women can do it independently, which they shouldn't be doing it independently. But salute to those women.
And as I spoke throughout the show, I said they should find an environment where men, there are mature men who are willing to have teach and guide those sons. You see? And I definitely, if anybody, any listener know me, that know me, I big up our women, black women, I big up them. Every chance, opportunity I get that I'm around young black men, I'm teaching, I'm educating them, I'm dropping that seed on them. And no, we don't, they, of course, they might grow up and might not take that advice some of them because they still got to go into a community or society that's a battlefield, that's a war zone. We still live in a war zone. We are still competing against Satan's world. But those of us who see single mothers, those of us that know single mothers, we should be trying to help create. They say that it takes a village to raise one child. But it also takes a village to control and run households. I don't care what somebody's political reality is, Democrat, Republican, whatever that is, you got wickedness on both sides. Matter of fact, a Democrat and a Republican is two wings on the same damn bird.
That's right.
You see? And so what we trying to deal with is how to teach our men how to walk upright, how to be righteous, how to be God. See, the ultimate goal of us being born from the creator of the whole universe is for us to grow and develop into our higher God self. And even in the church, I don't care if you ain't into religious reality, if you can look into that book called the Bible, and if you study Jesus, Jesus was showing that he's a perfect example of a man operating from his higher God self. They might have put it in metaphor, symbolic language, allegorical language, but the reality that he was teaching, that if you study the scriptures, if you look into the word and not just at it, is that you're supposed to grow and develop into being God. We as black people.
Right.
In that area that they call Africa. And as they say, they call it Africa. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the original name. But that is what it's called. But even beyond that, those people were called gods. We're supposed to develop on a mental and a spiritual level. We're supposed to rise from a dead level to a perfect perpendicular and stood on the square. This is what they teach in the Masonic order. This is what they teach in secret societies, to grow and develop to become God.
Being upright.
Walking upright. Standing on the square. Living on truth.
Yep.
So we suppose, those of us who strive to be righteous men, I don't go among our people and not greet them in peace. Peace to the God. Because I want them to get into their mind that they're supposed to be righteous men. See, to teach a son We showing them the real nigga. You see what I'm saying? We in love with the real nigga. And because we in love with the real nigga, that's what we're creating. The nigga is white supremacy's Frankenstein. The nigga is America's Frankenstein. And so you got black women who are constantly falling in love with real niggas. On my Facebook, I posted, niggas don't want to win. They want to look good losing. So we think that we can dress our babies in the hottest gear, the nicest clothes, the nicest shoes. We raising a man, or we teaching them how to be men. And they going out and getting jobs or selling drugs, and they ain't trying to start no business. They ain't even business minded. But we also, as men, can teach our sons how to be men by how we treat their mothers. When their mother's in our presence, a real man, even if that is not his woman, treat that woman in a certain way because he's teaching her son, this is how you treat a woman. On Facebook, I post a lot and I say things towards women. And I have guys and sisters say, you be trying to cater to the woman. You be trying to cater to the woman. No, I'm trying to get in your mind to read my post. This is how you supposed to treat that woman. This is how you supposed to compliment that woman. This is how you supposed to address that woman. And your son, her son might see my Facebook post. Her son might be around me and hear me tell his mother or tell his sister or tell his auntie, hey, you beautiful sister. Smile, sister. How you doing today, sister? Smile for your brother. It's going to be all right, sister. I believe in you, black woman. I believe in you, sister. But if that her son hear this, then what is he going to do? He going to start saying the same thing to women around him. Brother, if I see you and we in the hood and I greet you, peace, black man, how you doing? Great God. It might be somebody that look up to the real nigga to say he called him great God, right?
That's right. Absolutely right.
And then now he wanna greet you. I walk into some places, brother. I'm from a little small town in North Carolina called Maxon, North Carolina. And I went to one of my god sister's funeral. And I went by the house that Friday night and I went to the funeral and sat. But when I walked in, when I walked among the young brothers that hadn't seen me in a while, they were going, yo, peace, God. Peace to the God. Peace, God. Peace, God. At the service. Peace, God, dapping me up, giving me the hug. Peace, God, because they hadn't seen me in a while. And then somebody later on said, why they be calling him God? Because I called them God.
And I wanted to add, if I could real quickly, brother, because what you just said is the real important part of manhood, of being able not to be man, like telling people to follow, but commanding people by, you know, you making people salute you. You making people respect you because you are respect. And this is where a lot of men aren't even teaching their children, their boys, even though it's not a single mother raised. You got a lot of men that aren't teaching their young boys to be respectful of other brothers that look like themselves, being respectful to their women, to their mothers, to their sisters, to their daughters. You got some Negroes out here which are teaching their young boys to disrespect women,
to say F that Negro, you know, to call him out of his name rather than being respectful. And like I said, this is definitely a time where we have been trained very well by this European beast. He's done a good job at training our people to hate each other. And when we walk down the street as brothers and we won't speak to each other, but then one of them Negroes will throw up their hands faster than lightning to a white boy or to, you know, a gay, somebody that's gay, you know, just to go along to get along. But then you're going to sit and look down on your brother and can't even acknowledge him. But you, you know, and I'm seeing that even on the work site, you know, you got brothers that will look over you, won't mind in having a conversation with you, you know, but then you see the same brother over there talking to somebody that's gay or a lesbian or something. I'm like, well, damn, you got more in common with a white lesbian than you do with your own black brother. And this, a lot of times, even though they have that shell on the outside that might look like a black man, they're bubbling with a little white girl on the inside is a reality. You know, they are really not a man at all, you know, because what you are saying is something that we should be able to agree with across the board. But the reality is that this European has done a successful job on raising our young boys and
you know what, brother? Right. You got a good point at the root cause of a lot of things is the, as you call them, the European. But damn, I'm 53 years old. And somewhere along the line, there's enough knowledge, wisdom, and understanding out there. There's enough of us walking around that 5% of us have a knowledge itself, know who the true and living God is. We poor righteous teachers. We can't keep pointing the fingers at what the European did, because it's enough with technology and with all that information out there right now. If they don't know, it's because they don't want to know. So those of us that know, we got to find out when we among our young brothers and sisters, when we see single mothers, we got to be that perfect example of the black God, of a black man, of a mature man. Our women are searching for mature men. I'm going to tell you the crazy thing about it, brother, that our women have been around so many real niggas that when a real man approach them or talk to them or come in their life, they don't even know how to accept. They think the real man running game on them like the real nigga. And some of them don't even be around Europeans. Some of our babies don't get to be around white folks like that. They around real niggas. And as I said at the beginning of the story, the real nigga is America's Frankenstein, white supremacy's Frankenstein. That's why you are seeing what you see. But it's our duty now. Those of us, look, I just sent a brother this thing called the 7 characteristics. The 7 characteristics of a wise man. The brother called dropped. I don't know if he hung up, but his call dropped. Hopefully he'll call back. But I sent out a PDF book that I have called the 7 characteristics of a wise man. And I try to utilize this in my walk, and I try to teach this. And any sisters that's on here that want this PDF and you on Facebook, find me, Michael Gregory Muhammad, or if you in the North Star Talk, inbox me, Michael Gregory Muhammad on Facebook, and I'll send you this PDF book, 7 Characteristics of a Wise Man. He does not speak on things he does not know. He is not hostile to answer nor question. He answers all questions to the point. He does not interrupt rudely. He speaks the first things first and last things last. He admits when he does not know. He always acknowledges the truth. And in this PDF, it has for Bible study lessons dealing in Proverbs 12, 1 through 28, where it says, what are the characteristics of a wise man? Ready to accept criticism. Ready to admit correction. His plans are just. Built his house on rock, strong foundation. He cares for the needs of his property, or in this case in the Bible it says animals, knows how to escape from trouble, ready to listen to advice. He overlooks the insult. His testimonies are true. He's trustworthy. His speech brings healing. Joy is in his heart. Keeps his knowledge to himself. No, use wisely. Diligent, disciplined. He is cautious in his friendship. His ways lead to life and immortality. These are characteristics of a wise man. This is what we're supposed to be representing to our young men. Single mothers, you need to get this here PDF book. It's free. I ain't asking for no money. You ain't got to cash out me. You ain't got to send to my PayPal to get this shit PDF book, right? You just hit me up, Michael Gregory Muhammad, on Facebook, and I'll send you this PDF book. If you need more information, want to build more of this show, if you got sons, I can get with some brothers, and we can try to create a program to where we say, okay, these sisters hit me up, and they need mentors for their sons. And we can work on establishing these things. This is how you raise your sons properly. You place them around men who can teach them how to be men. If you've seen The Lion King, the old one or the new one, Simba was trying to roar, but he didn't properly roar or know what a roar was until he heard his father, Mustafa, give out a mighty roar. Then he knew how to roar. And I don't have to be your children's biological father to show them and be in their life to represent a mature man. If you're going to have a man around your baby, make sure those men are mature men. So, sisters, that means you have to put yourself in a proper condition to know what type of men to have around your baby. You got to know what environment to place your babies in. Because you can be your baby's worst enemy by placing them in the wrong environment. Under the wrong mindset. You can't teach your babies to be men, but you could be the main reason, the main support system to place them in the proper environment to become men. You single mothers are the most powerful women that I've ran into. The ones I know, the women I know, some of y'all are very spiritual. I as a 52-year-old man, I learn from you sisters, not how to be a man, but how to be more in tune with who I am in certain areas of my spirituality. People that know me know I can teach, but I love being a student. So if I'm talking to a sister, if I'm building with a sister, I'm listening to her. Even if a sister is going through something, I study what she's going through. I embrace what she's going through. And when I'm giving her advice, I'm taking notes on my own advice so I can become a better man. But if your sons don't know how to study you, doesn't know how what he's supposed to be as a man, you watching Power, and you got your baby watching Power. You bragging on Ghost. You bragging on Tommy. You bragging on Tariq. You bragging on the other characters. And your baby's taking that in. Like, this is the type of man my mommy likes. You got niggas in your house rolling blunts, popping bottles and shit, counting their money and all this street shit around your baby. This is what mommy like. So your son want to be the type of man that you like, and you ain't even, don't even like a man. You like a nigga. I got a caller. Let me bring him in. Call the last four digits of your phone number is 9644. 9644, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Your name?
Yeah, my name is Jay, man. I'm calling from Georgia.
Peace, Jay. How you doing?
All right, man. I'm just hanging out. I came across the show, and I seen the topic of the night, and you know, I thought it was pretty interesting to get into.
Okay, no doubt. Based on the topic, what you think?
About can a single mother raise a woman can raise a man or anything like that? No.
Yeah, can a single mother? Okay. Yeah. And I'm down with you, but kind of explain to my listening audience why you say no.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, a woman can only raise a son to what she perceives to be a man, which her father might have dropped the ball, and so she might don't know what a real man is because her father might have been weak to her mother. It's a whole mess, you know. So these women act like they got all the answers when it comes to raising a son to be a man, but they've never been a man their entire life. Now, women might mentally think that they're men because they deal with a lot of weak men in their lives. So, of course, mentally they'll think that they are men, but when it comes to actually raising a man, women have never been a man a day in their life. So I don't understand how
right.
they could even possibly grasp that concept to raise a man. They've never been one. They just dealt with them, and they might have dealt with the
True.
Wrong ones. They don't know, you know, so it's a mess.
You're exactly right. And I mentioned in the beginning of the show that if you're a single mother and you go in, I talk to a lot of mothers, they catching hell with their baby daddy. So they're single for a
man.
Reason. And
exactly.
they going through some hell with boyfriends. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But the terminology that I see on Facebook is where's the real nigga? So they gotta change their thought and quit looking for a real
yeah.
nigga and start looking for the black God.
Yeah, I mean, a man is a man, you dig what I'm saying? Like women can't say that word without getting sick to their stomach. You ever notice that though? Like if a woman says, "Oh, that's a man," like their eyes twitch, you dig, or their stomach get hurt, like they get butterflies. They can't say that word without getting ill. You know what I'm saying? Because a man, you know, they can't do nothing with that. But what happened is though, brother, nowadays men are so feminized through the last couple of generations that the women are the more masculine ones when they come in contact with men, because men are more feminine mentally and women are more masculine mentally only because the men are feminine mentally though. So, you know, there was this whole thing about feminizing the men, and what happened is when they actually did it over these last couple of decades,
right.
the women started thinking that they were the dominant ones because the men are weak. Brother Jay, hold on for a second, please.
Hold on for a second. You good? Just
yes,
hold
sir.
The thought. If you're listening by computer, we're getting ready to go off the air within a minute. If you want us to keep on listening to this conversation, call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. We're going to go off the air in about a minute. And so if you want to continue, or you can come back and finish listening to the show and the archives. Well, thank you all for listening from your computer. Love you all. This is Michael Muhammad. And we're getting ready to go. After go off air, we're going to still carry on the discussion for a couple of more minutes. And you can catch the rest of the show if you call in to 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. Okay, Brother Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, man, but like I was saying, though, you know, like what happened is, you know, the men got feminized mentally, though, so now the men think like the women, so that in turn makes the women feel like they're the men because the men are so weak, though. But if men would not be weak, women would not feel that way. They would feel like women. They wouldn't feel like men.
But when you got a damn generation, I'm sorry, I don't mean to use cursing, but if you deal with a generation,
hey brother, express yourself,
brother. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, if you deal with a generation that are of men that are feminine in the mind, you dig, and they're very emotional people, though, of course the women are gonna feel more masculine because they're pretty much in a lesbian relationship. It's pretty much two women together. They don't have a man. They don't know what a man is because all these guys these days are like women, so they're pretty much just getting in lesbian relationships. Why do you think the gay rate has been so damn high amongst lesbians? Because that's all it is. It's just women with women all over the board. Like, these women don't know what a man is, so they would prefer to be with a woman because a woman understands her emotionally. So they want an emotional man that knows how to be in touch with his feelings and all this stuff. They don't want a logical man. They want an emotional man like a woman. Women are crazy. They are crazy.
But you know what, Jay? You know what, Jay?
Yes, sir.
If she, a mature man has a balance, because you know we as men, we got the X and the Y chromosome fat. So we supposed to be so in tune with the higher God self that we know how to comfort our woman when she needs comfort. We know how to be that she needs when it comes to that area, right? But like you said, our men, our males are emotionally unstable and they're more feminine. Hey, the women even be saying, they be like, that nigga's a bitch. So we ain't even gotta call them out. They calling them out.
Yes,
they, when a man called them or inbox them or text them about something, especially when it comes to the children, the women saying his nigga act like a bitch. This nigga crying.
That's because he is one.
Stupid shit. Because
women know what a woman is. Women know what a woman is, bro. So, dude, when they call a man a bitch, trust me, they know that they dealing with a woman mentally. That he might have a penis and all. Brother might have a damn 12-pack of abs in front of his stomach with a big old beard on his face, but inside he's a woman, though. You dig? We might call him a transgender.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. You dig? Like he's a woman. You dig? No matter how masculine he look on the outside, inside the brother's a crumbling woman. Women don't get that. They go for the men that look like men but don't act like men. What they need to do is go for men that act like men, not the ones that necessarily look like all the men. Because most of the real men don't have all these big-ass beards and damn 12-packs and big looking like UFC fighters and shit. A lot of damn men are just regular. You dig? Regular damn haircuts, regular beard shaves. They go to work all day, got a business, they go handle that. A lot of men, they go for the ones that over-masculine on the outside but they're super feminine inside. I don't get it.
And that's why they take care of they outer appearance, because a lot of them insecure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know a guy. I mean, he works out and physically fit, but he smoked and he drank and he smoked weed and he drank and right. I said, so you don't work out for health reasons. You work out for appearance.
Exactly. Yes, sir. He's just secure about his manhood because he does those things. Yeah.
Right. Right.
That's crazy.
And so
right?
he's more in tune with his feminine side than his masculine side. But that's a different
thing. Yeah, so he overcompensates for the physical. Because
right.
if he just went off his personality, he'd be a woman.
Right. But that's a different subject for a different time. Are you on Facebook, brother?
Well, I just deleted Facebook because it started getting real crappy on there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have to keep it because I got my group for the Northside Talk. But we usually on every Tuesday and Thursday night. On Tuesday night, I do what is called the On the Spot Tuesday, where somebody give me a topic and I come on and I build on the topic and on it. Then Thursday night, like here, my co-host, she comes on some. A lot of times when she's not in the doing some things for her business and that she has, she'd be on the show. But Tuesday, Thursday night, man, check us out here. Hey, keep calling back, man. I appreciate you for definitely participating. And what you built on is definitely needed to be talked about. Maybe we need to do a show about the role of the black man. Do he
yes,
know
sir.
his
Thanks for
role?
Having me.
And indeed, and I appreciate it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show tonight. Like I say, every Tuesdays and Thursdays night. If you're on Facebook and you're a member of the Northside Talk blog radio show, y'all know I do Northside Live. Hit me up with topics and everything. But if you want the PDF book, please hit me up and in my inbox, and I'll get you the PDF book dealing with the 7 characteristics of men. And we're going to make it happen with that. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And I open the show with a song that I put out just to keep my name out there. So I'm going to close the show with it, called Mike God, Rocking with the Mike God. It's featuring J Electronica for Rock Nation in the sample piece of J Electronica.
J Electronica, the one and only ultramagnetic, extremely authentic. Rocking with the Mike God, the one true original.
My God, my God, where you been? Around the universe, now I'm back again. I sat on the sun, leaned on the moon, gazed at the earth just to watch us spin. My mind's 93 million miles from MCs, plus I vibrate at such high degrees. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head, but that's me. M-I-C-T-O-N-D. Tick, 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 the boom. Been cracking atoms ever since I entered the womb. Y'all done heard God was coming back soon. Should've known it was me when I entered the room. See my voice and respect from points to mic check. Lyrics slow down, hit you with a cartoon effect. Yeah, I'm old school plus a lyrical back. And 85% ain't even on that level yet. Dip, dip, die, oh so, so fly. The reason why I'm here is to open up your eyes. Because 10% is still teaching lies. And the poor righteous teachers are from among the fire. And we understand the duty of the civilized is to reach to teach the uncivilized. The wise man, Alamel Allah, said, keep doing what you're doing, my God. My God. To torch the mic, to tell from dark side, to tell from light. Kinetic energy is really akin to me. Lyrics like lightning strike that destroys my enemies. My third mind connects with those of her and mine. Numerical coded where erotic and word rhymes. My zodiac kickbacks release among stars that give me the power to reach the people on Mars. Love laws of man, respect laws of the land. Kick a rhyme so deep, we will never fall again. My voice is thunder roar, guaranteed to strike a core that makes the earthquake.